Today's daf is daf Peches. We got to the very last line of Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, we're going to a whole different topic now. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Eina Tevel Mischayev B'Maiser Ad Sheyira Pnei Abayis. Din is, when a person brings his fruit into the house, again, not completely different topic, but when a person brings his fruit into the house, it doesn't have a Chiyev, an Iser Tevel, Chiyev Maiser, until it sees the inside of the house. How does he know this? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, that he testified when it comes to bringing, when it comes to Vidur Maiser, he says, I burnt out all the HaKodesh, anything that was left over that I brought into my house, that was remaining, I got rid of, I did the beer. So we see only once it's brought into the house is there a Chiyev of Maiser. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzer Kavas. He thinks no. Even if it's brought into the courtyard, it has a din of Chiyev Tevel, a Chiyev Meiser, and Iser Tevel. Shenemar V'Achlu B'Sha'arecha V'Saveh. When you bring it into your gates, even the gates of your Chatzer, is there a Chiyev? So the machlok is whether it's the Bais or the Chatzer. Once upon a time, I had a whole list of different areas in Shas where you find whether the machlokas or the chatzer is part of the bias or not part of the bias. So according to Yochanan, the chatzer is considered an extension of the bias, and according to Bianai, the two different inyanim. It comes up many, many places, the idea of the relationship between the chatzer and the bias. The mezuzah is one case. So then the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv min habayis. So Rabbi Yochanan, who thinks if it goes into the chatzer, it's already chayv and meiser. But does, what do you do with the pasuk that says ad shira pnei habayis? The pasuk says biarti hakodesh min habayis. So what does he do with that pasuk? So the answer is that Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv min habayis amar lecha chatzer dumi the bayis. It has to be a chatzer that is similar to a house, which is what ma bayis hamishtamir af chatzer hamishtamir. It's just like a house is protected, so it has to be a chatzer that's fenced in, that's protected. But if you go to a chatzer that's open and there's no shmir, then bringing the fruits through that chatzer would not be chayv meiser just yet, afilu even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yanai, who holds that only when it's brought into the house is a chayv, so nami haksiv b'sharecha. What does he do with the word b'sharecha, which seems to indicate even the shar chatzer would be chayv? Hahumi barley, that pasuk sharecha is needed to teach me demayle derech shar, where you come in the front entrance. Lafuke derech gagos v'karpifos delo, as opposed to coming from the rooftops, the backyard, where there is no chiyev meiser. The chiyev meiser only comes when you bring it through the front house, through the sharecha of the bais, but through the roof again, and through the back of the house, that would not be chiyev meiser, according to Rabbi Yana. Okay, Gemara now says further, Maser Rav Chanina Choza, Kenafshecha lepasuk says, Kach nafsho shapal, that we have this connection that the pole is able to eat according to his nafshecha. What does that mean? Ma nafshecha ochel, just like the nafshecha, the Baal HaBayis eats with potter. He's potter when it's in the field because there's no chiv yet. It hasn't been brought into the house. Af nafsho shapol ochel potter. So too, the nefesh, the poel, is allowed to eat and he's potter. So who is not allowed to eat? Who, if a person decides to eat, there's actually a chiv. Ha lokeach chay. But a person buys the food, says Rashi, ava lokeach chayiv demekach mach shivle kigam mar melacha. When there's a lokeach there and he buys the food, so that purchase is considered the completion of the melacha. And now he's chayiv. The klal and meiser is as follows. Whenever you're eating bederech arai, you're potter. But if you're eating bederech kavias, or there's a gemar melacha, it's aser. So derech arai, you're eating along the way while you're working. You're the baal bayis going through your field and picking out some food to eat. There's no chiv. As opposed to the gemara tells us in Beit, let's say on Shabbos. Even achilas arai on Shabbos is considered achilas keva. So that's a case where you be chayiv in meiser. So now the Gemara says, if I sell it to the guy though, and there's a lokeach, so from his perspective, everything's done now. A worker has a huge field. So he picks as he's eating, the work isn't done yet. But the lokeach buys an apple for him, and now that's the completion, that's the kviyas, that's achilas keva, that's the Gemara melacha. So the Gemara says, so now this lokeach who buys the fruit in the field, where is he when he buys it? Where is he when he buys it? There's a chiyuv meiser. My la besada. Is it not where he's in the sada? So we see that there's a chiyuv meiser already besada, already in the chatzer, and you don't need to bring it into the bayis, because lokeach isn't going into the house of the baal bayis to eat it. He's buying it from the field. So the moment he buys it, there's a chiyuv, even though it's in the chatzer. So Gemara says, no, amra papa hacha, b'te'ena ha'omedes begina, v'nofet note l'chatzer, askinan, ulman damer l'bayis, l'bayis. We're talking about where the lokeach buys a fig, and the fig is in the garden, but the branch is towards the chatzer. It's almost in the field, in the courtyard. Or if you hold it by the bayis, it's mamish at the entranceway to the house. So there's a fig tree. He picks off a fig and he buys it, and the branch is like sticking in the house. That's the case where the lokeach would be chayv, where it actually is in the chatzer or it is in the bayis, and that's where you're chay. But if he's out in the field somewhere far away from the chatzar, far away from the bias, even the lokeach wouldn't be chay when he buys the fruit. So then the Gemara asks, Yehachi, if that's the case, Baal Bias Nami Nechayev. So now if I'm the Baal Bias, I have a fig tree right in front of my house, and I pick it, and the branch is sticking in the chatzar, or it's sticking in the bias, so I should also be chayv, because it's Yeru Pnei Bias, and it's, or it's Sharecha, it's in my gates of my chatzar. So why are we saying only the Lokerach is chayv in that instance? The Baal Bias should be chayv in that same instance as well. So the Gemara explains that there's a fundamental difference between the Baal Bias and the Lokerach. Why? Gemara says, the Baal Bias ain't of B'tei Nasa. His Baal Bias's perception, his vision is about the entire tree. One fig and the branch is sticking inside, he doesn't really care for it. That's not considered Gemar Malachto. But the Lokeach Einav Bemekko, his focus is on that one fig he just bought. So that's one fig and that branch is sticking in the bias, or it's sticking in the chatzer. That's considered Gemar Malachto, Legabe the Lokeach, and he would be Chayiv in Maisu. But we see from here, though, this the way we're reinterpreting the Braisa, that you need either the chatzer or the bias to be Koveya the Maisu. So the Gemara says, now wait a second, Lokeach Midaraisa Mimechayiv? Is it really true that when I buy something from you, that purchase makes their chiv the raisa to take meiser? V'hatani, doesn't the raisa tell us? Mipnei ma charvu chaniyos shel beis hini, the place. For what reason were these stores of this city destroyed? For shalosh shanim kodem Yushalayim, 3 years prior to the destruction of Yushalayim, there's this one city, I don't know where it was located, was destroyed 3 years earlier. What could they have done so bad that they were deserving of a destruction 3 years earlier than Yushalayim? So the Bryce explains, so what's wrong with that? Because they held their words on Divrei Torah. Look at Rashi. Kolomer, Masha Asur Midivrei Chachamim Matsu Lo Heter Minat Torah. The Torah Chachamim made an Isser. They said, we find the Heter in the Torah. So they circumvented the Dinei Chachamim. We'll get to Rashi in just a second. We're going to elaborate on that. So, and therefore what? Because Shehayu Omrim, they would say, in this place called Beis Hino, they would say, Aser Taser V'chalta, the Pasuk says, you're supposed to tithe and you're supposed to eat. V'lo Mocher, the person who does the tithing, the one who eats it, the one who is the one who's going to get it in the end of the day, but not the Lo Mocher, the person who sells it though. If I'm eating it in my own field, I have to take it. But if I'm taking it to sell, I have no Chiyav Meiser. And Tvuas Zarecha, that which is yours that you grew, v'lo lokech, but the one who buys it and doesn't grow it is not chayiv. So the only person who is chayiv meiser is the guy who grows it and eats it. The guy who grows it and sells it, or the guy who just buys and eats it, they're pater. So they said, we're pater and taking meiser. They found every way out. I'll sell you my produce, you'll sell me your produce, and we'll circumvent the entire concept of meiser. So we see that's why I got destroyed. But what we're taking away from here is that the lokeach is patim min ha-meiser. Before we said the guy who buys the tein in the field, he's chayv meiser that time. But the Braisa clearly says midaraisa, there is no chayv meiser on the lokeach. So the Gemara answers, and we're going to come back, we're going to just elaborate a few points, let's just finish this point. Ella, you're right. Midirabanan kra ismach the balmo. We saw above that the word kinafshecha, we said nafshecha the poel, but not the balha, but not the lokeach. That was only a smachta, but really midaraisa ilokeach is really pater in taking maisa. So what's the word nafshecha teaching us? We'll get there in just a second. I want to make a few points. The Rashi in the bottom said that what was the reason that this place Beit Hino was destroyed? Because Rashi again says kolomer masha asu midivrei chachamim matzul heter min haTorah. They found the heter in the Torah. Every iser derabanan by definition is muter min haTorah. So what's new about this one? Everything. They only ushered it because there's mutter min haTorah, they created an Isser. So why is this unique? So there's a famous Taz that, you hear the question again.
Isn't the opposite though here?
Yeah.
It's saying that what the Rabbanim ushered, they went back and said, Enechanam you're ushering, but if we go back to the Daraisa, so it's really mutter, so we're going to follow Daraisa and not the Rabbanim.
Correct. But that's every Isser. Every Isser is like that. That there's, it's mutter min haTorah. What's Rashi saying that they are mutter? They found, right? They found a.
Well, they acted that way.
Right.
No, they did act that way. But what do you mean mutter? They found the heter. You don't have to find the heter.
It is everything.
Every they don't find that anything that's awesome midin chacham. They're such a chacham. They found the heter min haTorah.
Yeah, the city wasn't destroyed because of.
No, that's granted. But it's really on Rashi as to why Rashi mutter the heter.
Where
you find it? That's a definition. An Isser midar banan means it's a mutter min haTorah. They have to find some heter. So there's a famous Taz that says a few places in Yeradeya that Chachamim are not allowed to create an Isser when there's a Mefurish Pasuk that permits it. Besides mutter, they talk about a certain case, a ma'isa, and they create an isser. They cannot go against the Torah. Something that's not spoken of, that's not mentioned, they can create an isser. Let's say, for example, Chacham say you cannot eat at the same table. I can't have meat and you cannot have milk at the same table. They create that isser. There's no Torah, there's no possible Torah that permits it. So they're allowed to create such an isser. So whenever there's an isser that they create, and you can find the heter, mefurish in the pasuk, then it can't be true. The isser Chacham doesn't exist. So what the is in the back, they quote here from the Sefer called the Tshuvas Divrei Yosef. He says as follows. They found the pasuk here, they found this drasha that says, Vizarecha velo lokeach, that there's a pasuk that says, it's mutter for lokeach, doesn't have to take meiser. So how come the Chacham could create an isser that goes against the Torah? They're not allowed to. So the mistake was that klal of the taz is only when there's a first pasuk, when it says explicitly. When the heter is through a drasha, that's not a klal. Then they are allowed to create isurim on top of a heter that's only learned out based on drushas. That's what they explain. Okay, let's go by it now. Gemara says, so on the Amud Beis, so he said, you're right, the word nafshcha is not coming to say that a lokeach is actually chayv. Really, a lokeach is pater from meiser as well. So what do we learn from the word v'nafshecha, says the Gemara three lines down? Ela k'nafshecha l'may asa, l'chedetanya, for the following b'raisa, k'nafshecha, ma nafshecha im chasam t'pater, just like the owner, the employer, is allowed to be chosim, he can muzzle himself, he could say, I'm not eating any food while I work, af poel im chasam t'pater. So to a poel is allowed to, the employer could say, I'm muzzling you, you are not allowed to eat the food. Even though there's a het, he's allowed to, he's also allowed to muzzle him. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, im chasamta, two lines down, ketatzta damim shalolecha, I'm going to make a deal with you. You're going to work, but on the condition you're not allowed to eat. Oh, b'chazak, or you could actually force and put a muzzle around his mouth so he doesn't eat. In that case, kenafshcha, just like the employer could do that to himself, he could treat the employee the same exact way. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim. So although it's pater, is it pater mimalkos? Because when it comes to a animal, losachsam shor bedisho, if a person muzzles an animal while it's threshing, so you get malkos for that. So it says pater, so some say you're pater for malkos, but there's an iser to do that to the poel anyways. Others say no, it's completely mutter. There is no malkos and there's no iser at all to muzzle a human. So look at Rashi. Rashi says three lines down, pater milav de lo tachsom, velo telef minel lechiv mikal v'chomer. So it sounds from Rashi that there is no lav at all. Some Rishonim say, no, there's a ptur mimalkos, but there's an iser lav. But according to Rashi, it sounds like there's not even an iser at all to speak of. There's yet another machlokas, when if one does muzzle a poel and says it can't work, if you assume it's also to do that, is there chiyav tashlumim? Do you have to pay him back for what he could have and should have eaten? That's another discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, let's go back to it. Gemara now says, Masiv marzutra ezu garnan lemaisos. What's considered the garen? The Patek says that based on the Mishas, rather, at what stage is there chiyav maiser? When it gets to the garen, when it gets to that garen, what's considered the garen? What's the final stage of the process of the produce? B'kishum v'dulum, when it comes to kishum, like cucumbers and stuff, or melons, and dulum are...
Melons.
Cucumbers
and gourds.
Right, cucumbers and gourds, right? Mishi, once they do yiftsiku, what's yiftsiku? Amr biyasi, mishi yinatel, pike shalahen, we take off the pikes. What's pikes? So Rashi explains, mishi yiftsiku, mishi yinatel, pike shalahen. There's some type of blossom or some sort, I don't know, on the end of these fruits. And v'hu perach hagedel peroshe v'davukbo, who no fill batal, it falls off eventually, it dries out and withers away. So at that point, now it's a goren and it's chayv in taking meiser. So my lav mishivsku afil basada, even if this part falls off while in the field, it sounds like there's a chayv, even though it hasn't yet been brought to the bias. Sounds like a support for Rabbi Yochanan that the chatzer is chayv, as opposed to Rabbi Yana who requires the bias. Where it says, no, mishivsku babayis, only if it falls off and also is entered into the house, like Rabbi Yana. Gemara says, ihak, if that's the case, mishivsku, ad shivsku, yivsku mibayla, it should say, it's permitted until it gets to the point. If we're waiting so long, the word ad is really more appropriate to be used as opposed to mishivsku. Rashi explains why that lashon is more appropriate. So the Gemara says, itana, no. If the b'raisa taught ad shivsku, until it all falls out, until all the fruit are complete, until everything's done at the end of every single vegetable, fruit, missing that little flower. Once the first of the vegetables or fruit start to lose that flower, that's considered a chiyamaisa, and you don't need to wait for all of them to lose that flour. So that's why we couldn't use the word ad shiv skub. But ein hachanami, it's referring to still in the house as opposed to in the chatzar. Okay, the Gemara now says, Masiv Mar Zutra Bred Rav Nachman Garno Lemaiser Lechaivalav Mishum Tevel Mishitigmar Mlachtan. When the Mlacha, when the process is done, that's when there's a Isser Tevel. Vezu Gemar Mlachtan. At what point is Gemar Mlacha done? Mlachtan Hachnasan. When you bring it into the house, my love, Hachnasan, Afilo Pesada, does it not mean even if you bring it into your field from the farm as far away? No. Lo Hachnasasan Libai is only if you bring it into your house. Zehu Gemar Mlachtan. When you bring it into the house, Lefishitas Rabbi Yanai, that's when there's a Chiyum Meiser. Vibai same alternatively. The Gemara says no. Ki kam Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Yanai says you require bringing into the house, Bezesim Vanavim, Delabne Gaurinin, these are things that are not placed in the threshing field. You don't trample on them. You don't need to do Disha to them. Vegetable, you bring it inside. So it comes to, depending on the vegetable, the fruit. So Zesim Vanavim, into the bias, that's where they're supposed to go, into the storage house. At that stage, it's chayiv. Aval chitin v'sarin goren behedyuk sibeh. Those things need to be brought to the goren, need to be brought to the threshing field. They remain outside. They need to be stepped on. They need to be separated. That when it gets brought to the goren. So even Rabbi Yanai agrees, certain foods require the goren, the chatzer, the sadr, but other fruits require the anavim, require the bias. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says the anavim v'zesim. Ha'omdim lachila, referring to grapes and olives that are actually subject to be eaten, as opposed to being squeezed for their grapes, grape juice and olive oil. Af hein bichlal tvua u'maisa shalhen minat Torah. They're included in tvua. V'chemin delam b'nei goreninu k'nisasin lebayis kavasam shein lem kvias acher. So what's going on here is the pasuk says, what are the three things that are chayv and maisa min ha-Torah, according to all Rishonim? What does the pasuk say?
No, that's the Gancha, Tirosh Chavitzarcha.
Right, the Gancha is talking about Tvua, that's grain, five grains, and Tirosh Chavitzarcha is referring to grape juice and wine. Wine and olive oil. So the Gancha is referring to Tvua. So when you're eating the grapes, Rashi says, the Pasuk, there's a big machlok, is what does it mean, Tirosh Chavitzarcha? Does Tirosh Chavitzarcha mean the grapes and olives as food? Or does it refer to them as juices, as grape juice, wine, and olive oil? So Rashi is assuming that Tirosh Chavitzarcha is referring to them as the liquid form. So where does grapes and olives fall in? So once they're omri lachil, it's in the category of goren. It's in the gancha, it's considered a tevua now, once it's being eaten. So that's what he's saying here, that they're bichlal tevua. But since you're not going to trample on them like you trample on wheat to press them out of the shells, so what's kover this tevua is when it's brought into the house. So that's what, look at Tosus on the bottom, just get a little fuller picture here. Tosus writes, Ki kama rabianai bezeisim vanavim delabnei goreninu, viafa gab de tirosh v'yitzar ksiv, even though it says in the pasuk only as wine and olive oil, hainu lacha shadarchan lasosim yainu shemen, only after you press them and to make them into juices. Rabianai mari b'shein daitan ladarchan, he's referring to when you don't plan on pressing them. Ela, la'ochlan kach de idem as is. The chayiv la'asem min ha-Torah, b'riyas p'nei abayis, only when you bring them in the house to preserve them are the chayiv. V'yafagav, the pasuk lo matzinu, ela tirish v'yatzar. The pasuk only refers to wine and olive oil. It doesn't refer to the olives and grapes. Aval dagan ein regilas la'ochla b'shpilam, l'chach lo mechayiv la'asem ela ad shetimach. I'm not sure what he means by the last line there exactly, but he seems to be referring to what Rashi says, that when they're omeid la'achila, they're bechlal tavua, they're bechlal de gancha. That's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos. Ramban argues, Ramban says no. Even when they're in the stage of the food, Zeisim Vavanim, they're still included as Tirosh V'Tzarcha. Even though Tirosh V'Tzarcha sounds like olive oil and wine, it also refers to them as food items, as Anavim V'Zeisim. Okay. Varnal says, Vaiter, halfway down the Amud here. Ashkechan Adam, did I skip you? Ashkechan Adam, so now we're going on to the discussion. We allow that a poel is allowed to eat when the Adam is working in Mechubar Lakarka. That was the mission we saw yesterday. He's working in the Mechubar Lakarka, so once the Gemar Mlachan is done, he's able to eat. That's a heter, because the Pasuk says, Kisava, what's the Pasuk again? Kisava bekermi echa v'chalta anavim kinafshecha savecha v'lo kelichya lo sitem. That Pasuk referring to Mechubar Lakarka, he has a heter to eat while he's dealing with things attached to the ground. And we also have a heter for the shore, when the shore is eating, when he's working the land, betalish, he's allowed to eat. How do we know that the pasuk of the shore eating is referring to talish? So Rashi says, you see Rashi 10 lines up from the bottom or so, shore betalish, lo sachsom shore bedisha. What's disha? What's disha referring to? What's dash?
Plowing.
Not plowing?
The
Threshing. Dash is a stage of process. When you take the kernels, you cut it, and then you separate it, you put it into the gorin, and then they'd have animals step on it, which would mean the pressure would knock the kernels would break out of the shaft, out of the shell, and then afterwards they'd throw it up and do zora, and the heavy stuff would fall, and the shaft would fly away because it was light like feathers, but dash is pressing on top of them. So I told you probably before when I did bake the matzahs a couple of years ago, I did from the wheat from the process from the field until the end. So the way they did the disho, they had this big grinder. It wasn't really a grinder, but it moved it like that. And it put the wheat and went down this machine. There's these two things that pressed it together, and then everything dropped to the bottom. And as it fell to the bottom, there was like 3 feet underneath this machine. So then they had a big fan going. So the fan would blow all the light shaft across the room. It would fly across the room really strong. And the heavy kernels would drop to the bottom to a little basket. So the dish is putting that pressure together, squeezing the kernels out of the shaft.
Modernized it a little bit.
We did it in some hole in the wall. It was like some place in Williamsburg. They built a makeshift room. And it was like in a basement behind something. It was a very shady situation. But, okay. Like all matzah bakeries are probably like that. Okay, anyway, so we see that with the heter of a adam eating, working in mechubar lekarka, and there's a heter for sure eating when it's talish. But how do we know the opposite? How do you know that an adam's able to eat when he's working betalish? Minolan. So the Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Mishur. Mashur she'enu ochel b'mechubar. We have no source that a shor can eat b'mechubar lekarka, but an ochel betalish, he's allowed to eat in talish, with detached. So an adam she'ochel b'mechubar, an adam who we see explicitly in the pasuk can eat b'mechubar, eino din she'ochel b'talish. So certainly he should be able to eat when he's working b'talish. So Gemara says you can't bring a kal v'chomer from a shor because mal shor shekein atam tshuva al chesimasa. There's a special requirement to make sure you feed the shor. You can't muzzle him. As opposed to tomer ba'adam shi'atam tshuva al chesimasa, there is no iser to muzzle a human. So maybe there's only a heter to feed a shor. When it comes to talish, but there's no heter to feed an adam when it comes to talish because you can be chosim, you can muzzle a human. So the Gemara says, fine. So now let's say, v'yehei adam mitzuva al chasimasa. Maybe we could learn from here that there's a requirement to be chosim, an iser to chosim adam, and say, mikal v'chomer, as follows, mishur. Mashur she'yata mitzuva l'chayaso. There's no chiv to keep an animal alive. You're allowed to kill an animal. And yet we see, but ata mutsuva al chasimasa, but you can't muzzle an animal. So then an adam sha'ata mutsuva la chayasu, you have to help a human live, eino din sha'ata mutsuva la chasimasa. Is it not a kavachomer that you have to, there should be an iser to be chosim, to muzzle a person? So Gemara says, you're right, the kavachomer sounds very, very good, but Amar Krav, there's a pasuk that says, kinafshecha, kinafsho shel poel. If a employer muzzles himself, he's pater. There's no iser to muzzle yourself. Sa'af poel im chasamto pater. So too, there's a special gzeirah kasuv that you're allowed to muzzle a human, even though the kal v'chomer sounds correct. Still, the pasuk says the kal v'chomer is not applied. So the Rishon asks a question. We have a concept ein onshin min adin. You cannot apply an onish through a kal v'chomer. So how could the Gemara suggest here that there should be an iser through this kal v'chomer? It says if there's an iser chasima for a shor, there should be an iser chasima for an adam. So the Rishonim answer that they're not trying to apply an onish here, they're just trying to apply an iser. We're not saying to get malchus for muzzling an adam, they're just saying it should be usher to muzzle an adam. But in a chanami, it would be an iser at least. Others say no. The Mishnah Melech answers we're trying to apply an onish. But we're trying to say there should be an iser from elsewhere. I mean, there's another pasuk we'll see later on that there should be an iser to muzzle a person. So then once you establish that it's an iser, you could use a kal v'chomer to put an onish on top of that. But it's only once you've established there's an iser to start with. If there's no iser, nothing at all to speak of, then you cannot use a kal v'chomer to create an onish. Okay. So the Gemara says now, so we go back to square one, Ela adam betalish minolan. How do you know then? What's the source that a person is allowed to eat while he's working betalish? We can't use the kal v'chomer from shor, we said. So what's the source? Amar Krav, the pasuk says, kama shtei pamim. Says the word kama two times in that pasuk we saw yesterday. Im eino inin la'adam b'mechubar. You don't need to teach me about a person eating b'mechubar because we already have an explicit pasuk. So that's the pasuk of kisavo b'kama sriyacha. That's like kisavo b'kerem riyacha. So what's the word kama telling me? Im eino inin la'adam b'mechubar. Tineo inyan adam betalish. We could then apply it to a different context, namely to an adam working betalish. And that's the source that adam is allowed to eat both b'mechubar lekarka and betalish as a poem. Rabbi Ami Amar, adam betalish lo tzarach kra. You don't need a pasuk. Why? Ksiv kisavo bekarmiracha milo askinan shesachu lekasef v'amurachmano lechol. Whoever said that case of the kerem is referring to mechubar, it could be referring to talish. Maybe he was hired to carry things lekasef, to carry things on his shoulder, but talish. So since the pasuk doesn't distinguish, it seems to say stam across the board. The pasuk says tid. So from the pasuk itself, kisavo bekarmiracha applies to both mechubar and talish, that the adam is lauti. So now the Gemara wants to go the other direction. Shor b'mechubar minolan. We know from the pasuk that lo sachsam shor b'disho, that the shor is allowed, you cannot muzzle him, meaning he's allowed to eat while he is working b'talish. How do we know that a shor b'mechubar, that he's working on a food that are attached to the ground, that he's allowed to eat as well? The Kavah Chomer, the Gemara says, mi'adam, ma'adam she'ino ocha b'talish, at adam, there's no mefurish pasuk that he could eat b'talish, that we learned before, we just said earlier, that there's a... based on exerce kasav, we allowed it, but it's not beforeish. So just like an adam she'ena ocha batalish, but he could be ocha b'mechubar, so shor she'ocha batalish, where there's an explicit pasuk, shor b'disho, he could eat batalish, eino din, is it not a kavachomer she'ocha b'mechubar? So Gemara says, you can't bring a kavachomer from an adam, because ma'al adam she'ken atam etzuvah l'achayos, you have to keep him living, so therefore you have to give him teat, no matter if it's mechubar or l'talish. So Tomer, you're going to say, b'shor she'iyata etzuvah l'achayos, so you don't have to keep the shor alive? So the Gemara says, fine. Maybe you should say then, v'yihi shor b'tzuvah l'achayosa. Maybe there should be a chiyuv to keep a shor alive. Mikal v'chomer, ma'adam m'shiyata m'tzuvah l'achisimasa. There's no iser to muzzle a person, but atam m'tzuvah l'achayosa, you have to keep him alive. So shor shatam m'tzuvah l'achisimasa, there's an iser to be chosim ashor, so then eino din shatam m'tzuvah l'achayosa, is it not a mitzvah then to keep him alive? So Gemara says, Amakra, v'chay achicha imach, you're supposed to keep achicha, lo shor. There's only mitzvah l'achayosa, the pasuk says, v'achicha, for your friend, for an adam, as opposed to a shor. Okay, but either way, we still don't have a source that a shor is allowed to eat b'mechubar. So el shor b'mechubar minel, and how do we know? So Amakra, the pasuk says, re'echa, re'echa, beis palmim. It says the word re'echa two times, to feed your friend the poel. Why do you need to have two times? The second one is extra. Im eino inin l'adam b'mechubar, which you already know, so it must be t'neu l'inin l'shor b'mechubar, that a shor is allowed to eat from mechubar. Man's best friend, exactly. So then Ravina says, Amar alo adam atalish v'lo shor b'mechubar tzichakra. You don't need a source for an adam eating talish, nor a source for a shor eating b'mechubar. Why not? Because the pasuk says, lo sach som shor b'disho. You shouldn't muzzle a shor while it's going to do the threshing. Michdi, kol mili isnai b'chasima. All types of things are subject to the isser of chasima. All animals. The afinun shor shor mishabbos. Right, look at Rashi in the Tabla Pei Test. Michti, kol mili isnei b'chasima. All animals are subject to the isra chasima. Why? Kolomar, akarachach shor lav dafka. When the pasuk says lo sach some shor, it doesn't really mean only a shor, it means any other animal you would use. V'chol shar behemos isnei b'torah chasima. The alfin, how do we know? We have a pasuk shor shor mishabbos, b'perk shor shor naga kazapar, b'bakama. The gavi shabbos ksiv v'chol behemtecha. V'chemin de shor lav dafka, lamali de kasar rachmana. Lichtav lo sijos b'chasima. We have a concept based on the Gemara's Shabbos. You can't work any animals on Shabbos. V'chol behemtecha. So why does it say shor? To say anytime any animals mentioned, it means all animals. So the pasuk should have been clear and just say v'lo sachsom behema b'disho. Why does it single out v'lo sachsom shor? So the Gemara explains im kein lichto rachmana lo sidosh b'chasima shor de kaz rachmana lamali la kushe chosem l'nichsam v'nichsam l'chosem. He wanted to pick an animal to connect adam to shor and a shor to adam legabe eating as a poem. Ma chosem ochel b'mechubar, just like the chosem who is referring to the man who's doing the chasima, an adam, the poel, is allowed to eat b'mechubar. Af nechsam, also the one who's being muzzled, the behema, is ochel b'mechubar as well. And so too, the other way, ma nechsam, just like the animal being muzzled, is ochel b'talish because it says b'disho, so too, through this hekesh, af chosem, the adam, poel, can be ochel b'talish. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you next week. Afraid of Chanukah.